Hey, it's Wally, and man, we are really excited about this. We have a new podcast sponsor here, which is great. It's Food for the Hungry, or as the cool kids call them, FH.
Do they?
They do, actually. I've actually worked with Food for the Hungry around the world, like in Africa, and the work that they do for kids and families is absolutely amazing. And you can be a part of that work by sponsoring a child. And when you sponsor a child, what you're doing is you're helping make sure that these kids get the things that they need. They get the food, medicine, education, and all of these things that they need to be healthy. But you're not only just helping them out, you're also helping out their entire community as well.
With just a little over a dollar a day, that's just $38 each month, you can help end poverty by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
See, you did it. You called him FH.
I know. I hate
you're
myself
one of the cool
for
kids.
It.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, and here's what I love about FH, is they work in some of the hardest places. The work that they do isn't easy, but it's vital and it's necessary. And the cool thing is you don't have to travel all around the world to make a difference. Maybe you're stuck in your home because of COVID, but that doesn't mean that you can't be part of something that's changing lives. And that's what we'd encourage you to do, is join us as Wally Show Potties. Let's unite and do something really big here, man. I would love to see us take the entire goal that we have for a year and knock this thing out in just, you know, a few months. And that just takes you getting involved right now. You saying, you know what? I love it. I want to help out one of these kids and their families. Sign me up. I'm going to be a difference maker with Food for the Hungry and the Wally Show podcast right now. Again, you can do it at fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All those things we didn't get to during the course of the show today, including some news with Instagram and the attorney generals, 44 of them to be exact. They actually have written a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, because they own Instagram. And so they're urging him to drop the company's plans for making a version of Instagram for children under the age of 13. Because like right now, you have to be 13 or older to have like a Facebook or an Instagram account.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Neither.
Yeah. And so they are planning on having this new sector in their business, but the attorney generals are like, no, we would really rather you not do this for the emotional and physical well-being of the kids. There's a potential increase for cyberbullying, possible vulnerability to online predators, and that's why they've called on Zuckerberg to rethink this. And if you're worried, Mark, that they're, you know, you're missing out on something, there's plenty of time to have kids have their self-esteem destroyed after 13.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, huh. It's crazy. Like, we don't need this for young kids. It's debatable if you need it for 13-year-olds. You know, it's become such a thing. And you watch these kids hang their lives on what other people think of them and how many likes they get, or who likes it and who doesn't like it. And it just gets so bad. I mean, we kept my daughter out of socials and a cell phone and everything for as long as possible. And then I did watch her. I watched her and her friends when they were in high school, you know, okay, no, you post this, but don't post now, and I'm going to post this, and then we'll see how many likes we get. And they got so wrapped up in it, and their identity was formed on whether or not people liked their posts, and they cared so much about, oh, did so-and-so like it, and they obsessed over it, and now you want to start that at, like, 13 and lower? Like, that's crazy, man.
And that could be said also for people that are 13 and older, you know, that are having to deal with this, because I could say even in your 30s, you're still thinking,
oh yeah,
you know, you could fall easily into that pit. I know I've met some of friends that I know have done that, but it's something I also try to be careful of as well. But I think, isn't Instagram doing something where they like hide how many
likes? They're experimenting something with that, where you can hide the likes you see and who sees your likes, like who likes your stuff. They're looking at experimenting with that, which I think is probably healthy. But then people that make their money on Instagram are like, no, we don't want that, because that's how
they want people to know what
exactly
how many likes they have. I assume that'll be an option, and I assume that not many people are gonna turn it off.
Well, I've seen moms like have conversations with other moms, like their kids would post something and they'd be like, oh, hey, did you see my kid's picture? Like, oh yeah, I saw it. Oh, why didn't you like it? Like, Wait, what?
It's weird.
Like, yeah, I know, but it's true, man. It's like it gets into our lives. The attorney general went on to say it appears that Facebook is not responding to a need, but instead creating one. Mm. And I think that's true, because most parents are probably like, I don't want my kid on socials that young, but if they have the opportunity to, and then all of a sudden they start marketing it, and then all these kids think, oh, I'm missing out. Mm-hmm. It's getting younger and younger. I mean, that's the thing, man. Like, we held off all of this kind of garbage as long as we could. It's inevitable. It's going to catch them.
Yeah.
The internet is going to be a thing. Social media is going to be a thing in some form for your kid, but you can hold it off as long as you can, mm-hmm. and keep them as innocent as you can, as long as you can. Because again, like, there is enough time for that stuff to all sink in, and missing out on some of it is probably the best thing for them versus being consumed by it. And so it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out in the coming months. Another thing we missed is, this is so great, man. Like, so half the country is vaccinated, they say, with at least one of the vaccines, at least the first dose. But I just love America, because America has COVID. We now are looking at India going like, see, that's really bad. We don't have it like that, so good. But America is just like, hey, guess what? We just decided to be done with COVID, you know, because like some cases start to drop and you find areas starting to open back up again. And people just don't take it like anymore. And so the minute you get an inch, you take a mile. They set a record for pre-pandemic air travel over the weekend. And so it was like, oh yeah, people are just like, oh, I can do something now, and they're going full force, which is great. And from the economic standpoint of things, it's getting people back to work. If they'll take jobs, that's another whole thing.
I feel like everywhere I've been lately, there's been a sign that says now hiring, and it's everywhere.
Oh my goodness. I can actually dovetail these two things together. So air travel's way up. It's still not what it was at this time before the pandemic. It's still down 29%, but I mean, that's not that bad, given the fact that we had a global pandemic. And the airline said that most of the people traveling, you think it might be business again, like, oh, good, we can get out and do business. No, it's leisurely travelers that are just tired of not seeing family, not going on vacation.
And you can blame them.
I get it. I 100% get it. Like, I'm done, you know? And then you see stories today, like it was like Washington, D.C. to lift mask mandates and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, I guess. Or maybe it was Washington State. It was one of those two. But you're like, wow, because I live in a place where that hasn't been a thing. Mm-hmm. And it feels like they lifted mask mandates a long time ago, or people just didn't care, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a crazy. You went to a restaurant the other day, Rock, and they weren't wearing masks.
I see signs.
Yeah, the waiters and waitresses.
It seems like signs are still up for that kind
but
of
they
thing.
But no one cares.
But nobody's enforcing anything. Nobody's walking around trying to make somebody, because that's the thing, it's like, I totally understand not wanting to make somebody wear a mask, but it's not a thing.
Yeah, I watched, you know, people just walk by the signs, and so no one like cares anymore about that. They do it just because they probably have to from their company and to look like they're making an effort. Mm-hmm. But nobody, it's totally up to you if you want to, in the places that I've been. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are places out west, still California, Portland, Washington State, where it's probably way more serious than here.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine tell me that they have relatives in Washington State, and over there in stores, they were doing halving the store out. So one half was for those who could prove they had a vaccine.
What? You are kidding me.
And the
me.
Other side was for people that could not prove they had a
are
vaccine.
Are you serious?
Are you supposed to get all the stuff?
And so some of her relatives were considering getting the vaccine because they were sick of having to.
The better stuff is on the vaccine side.
Probably.
Oh my goodness. And you're on that's like Berlin Wall, man. Like,
I know. I couldn't see that flying here.
No. That's a real thing. I've never heard that. I'm going to have to look into that. I've never
heard
of that.
She was told.
That is crazy. And then you got people going, hey, chuck me over those Huggies. They don't have the same size over here, you know?
Yeah.
That is insane. If that's true, like, that is next level insanity with this. Because the reality is, As more and more people are vaccinated, again, this is not an endorsement of vaccines whatsoever, because I'm not vaccinated. And I'll be really frustrated by, if I choose not to get the vaccine, to be like, oh, well, because you don't have it, you can only shop here. Or because you don't have it, you can't travel and things like that. It's mm-hmm. like, well, wait a minute. If a bunch of people are getting vaccinated, the vaccinated people aren't going to get people sick, and they're not going to get sick from other people. So you, if you're saying we've got so many people vaccinated, then the only people that truly are at risk are the people then who are choosing to not be vaccinated.
Right.
And at that point, you take what you get.
Right.
Like for me, if I choose not to be vaccinated and I get it, then that's on me. You know, like if I had the option to take the vaccine and it would have prevented me from getting it, then I'll deal with that, you know. Mm-hmm. But that, and if it's such a low number like they're saying, then really you don't need all of the crazy split a place down the middle and only let you shop on one side. That is lunacy, man. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Well, weren't you the one that was saying something about, you know, when it comes to like pro-life and
all of
that, when they're like, my body, my choice.
Yeah.
Well, you have to live by that as well if you're saying about the vaccine.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, yeah, we're talking about pro-choice. And like, so if you believe that for, you know, abortion, you know, then you have to believe that for vaccination.
Right.
Like, you can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm. Just like if you believe pro-life and you want to protect the innocent life of a child, you have to be pro-life for all the other stuff and the people you don't like and the people you don't agree with, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like when it comes to, you know, the death penalty and things like that. I mm-hmm. think those two kind of equate. You can't pick and choose whether you're pro-life for this and not for this or pro-choice for this and not for this. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you have to be consistent and across the mm-hmm. board. And I might be oversimplifying that, and it might be a super simplistic look at it, but that's kind of my take on it, just generally, mm-hmm. you know. So, well, there you go. Lady Rock, what do you got for Lisa, these that we didn't get to?
Yesterday, NBC canceled the Globes, so the Golden Globe Awards. There's been some...
Why?
There's been a growing list of controversies that includes a severe lack of diversity, preferential treatment, misuse of funds, abuse, all this kind of stuff. So there's a chance that the Golden Globes may not be a thing anymore. They have already canceled the broadcast in 2022, but they are leaving the door.
Oh, in 2022?
Yeah, for next year.
Oh, wow.
But they are leaving the door open for a possible return in 2023 after they do some serious transformational changes.
They gotta do some work,
I
guess they call it.
That's what they call it.
You gotta do the work.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, does anyone really care about the Golden Globes? I'm not sure. I know that they only had 6.9 million viewers that tuned in this year's show, okay. And that's not as much.
Let's let Gavin do something here with his degree that costs his parents a lot of money in film studies. Gavin, Golden Globes. I don't even know what it is. I know that I think it's the predecessor to the Oscars, maybe.
It's another one of the award shows, and it does predate the Oscars. Okay. I think normally within the calendar year, and I think that at the Golden Globes or the Oscars is specifically full feature-length films,
right,
or short films and film. And then I think the Golden Globes does film, but then it also does television shows as well. I think you can get a Golden Globe for television.
And I think they say that, like, if you win the Golden Globe for best film, then typically you win it, the Oscar.
Yeah,
for it's like an indicator.
It is sort of that, you have all these people who make predictions for what the Oscars are going to do, but the Golden Globes are sort of your more like official predictions for what might be the case, because it is very rare for like a Golden Globe movie to win best film and then something else win the Oscar.
Okay, like see, I could do with one of those. I need simplicity in my life. Yeah, let's just pick one. Let's pick the funnest.
Well, now the one might be chosen if the Golden Globes aren't happening.
That'd be
Tom Cruise, Scarlett Johansson, and Mark Ruffalo all are, I guess, canceling Golden Globes. They all mailed back their Golden Globes that they've won in the past.
Okay.
Because they're demanding change. But also, over the weekend, Netflix, Amazon, HBO, they all cut ties with Globes.
That's so weird. Did they really? Like, I'm not a fan of cancel
reactive
culture. Like, okay, let's say the Golden Globes is not as diverse as they should be. Let's say the Golden Globes has problems. Is the answer to just cancel it, or is the answer to go, okay, now we realize there's a thing we need to change, so let's make the steps and let's change it? And
sounds like that's what they're doing.
That's what they're trying to do, but then everybody else is making the statement. We always have to come over the top and go, I'm not aligned with that. I'm not what you stand for. I'm not a bad person like you. And I'm going to send my Golden Globes back. Really, Tom Cruise? What? How many years have you had them? And you've had them for a lot of years. You probably already knew that there were issues inside of it, but you chose to accept them and be at the award shows, and now you're all woke, and now I'm going to send my Golden Globes back because that's what makes me look good. That's the thing. But I need to look good to people so people don't think I'm part of a lack of diversity because I'm not part of this. It's like, dude, you were part of that problem for years. You've been in that world. So now if you became woke, as it were, you know, we should have, you know, theoretically, you should have been canceled for taking the award. But now, because you've had this enlightenment, now you're above it. The same thing can be said for the awards. Like, okay, so now it is realizing there's an issue, and so fix it. You know, but like your canceling of it is crazy to me. Like I'm such a non-fan of cancel culture. Like it just drives me crazy because I really do think it shifts the focus from the real problem to everyone going, look at me, I'm amazing, super not a racist, you know, or whatever, instead of like really dealing with the problem.
Okay.
Mini nice. Rant.
I
need a sip of my Coke Zero.
I don't know where to go from that, but okay.
You could join a rant. It's okay.
I don't have a rant to
okay.
give.
All right,
You're
like, I just said what I said.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that's how you feel.
I know. That's how I feel. I'm very passionate about things.
Okay.
I'm very passionate about a lot of things.
I know.
You can become passionate about things within seconds of things being said, which is very impressive. Like, you have some things that like fester up, but sometimes you can just
zero
like,
to 60
click the button.
And I wasn't even planning on that. Yeah, I wasn't even planning on that. But then it started to hit me. And then I was in full on like rant mode because it's like, wait, that's crazy. You know, like people changing, like we talked to.
Uh-oh, you revved it up.
I know. We talked to a guy earlier on the phone today. It was interesting. If you've heard the Aftercast, it was a guy that called and played pool with Joe Theismann. If you've heard the podcast, right?
That'd be fun.
The story about him playing with Joe Theismann. And so we edit all our calls and stuff and so we can get them short enough to play on the air. And so he said, you know, I played Joe Theismann from the Washington Redskins. And I made like an offhanded kind of a joke about, formerly the Redskins, now the Washington Football Club, you know? And he goes, nope, the Redskins.
Nope.
Like, and again, he grew up, I don't think the guy's a racist, but I think he's making the statement of like, look, I grew up with them as this. This is what it was, and it will be that to me. Theismann was part of this culture. Now, I will call them what they are now because that's their name, but he was part of that culture, and that was the era from which he was. And by saying he was played for the Redskins doesn't mean that Theismann was a racist, doesn't mean that this guy's a racist. It's talking about time, you know, and I think that's where we get messed up. We're getting really, really, really sensitive about everything, and so now we're taking history and we're trying to reword history to be politically correct now as well with things, and that gets tricky, man. Like, that's a real, like, it's almost like you have to rethink everything you say when you're referring to a historical moment so that you don't offend anybody now. And I think it's okay to talk about things that happened and call them what they were when they were. And it doesn't mean you're a racist because you're talking about something from the past tense, you know, like the Redskins. It's like, oh, you didn't call him the Washington Football Club. I know you. It's like, no, he played for the Redskins. That was who he played for at the time. Now the times have changed and this is what they're called, but that doesn't make anybody a racist. And I could see people having a problem with that. And so that's why I was editing around it on the thing. I even took myself out of it because I just didn't feel like having the conversation about it with people that would be bent, you know?
Well, could someone make the argument that you're doing the very same thing that Tom Cruise is doing?
What's that?
By you saying the cancel culture and all that stuff, he may just not want to have that conversation. So he's sending back his Golden Globes, you know, and you're taking it out because you just don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's doing it as a statement. You know, like if it was something
that's making an assumption
quietly. Yeah, I know. And the said could be said about me. The same could be said about me. So no, I don't think we're the same. I don't think Tom Cruise and I are the same at all. on this one.
Looks wise, no.
No, definitely not.
Height wise.
A little taller, actually. Go. Yeah. Pretty great.
Take that.
He's a little bit taller.
No.
He's 5'5".
Yeah, they say he's 5'8 in his bio. It's a lie. You're going to Google it. I see you, but it's a lie.
How do you know it's a lie? Another assumption?
No, because they've had him. They've done like size comparisons of things, like, you know, how they have a known object and what its height is and him with it. And then they put him next to it. And it's like he's 5'5".
I'd love to have a room with Tom Cruise and like Chris Tomlin.
Uh-huh.
And then you just have these two mega stars.
Chris Tomlin is like 5'9".
There was a thing.
Chris Tomlin's 5'. Isn't Chris Tomlin our height?
Yeah, he's our height.
No, he is not. We've
done this
before.
Chris Tomlin is definitely our height.
We posted a picture on our Instagram account where Wally and Chris Tomlin were back to back.
Same size.
When was that?
No, and he's definitely around 5'9".
Same size. He's not. Oh, no. Lady Rock, you're insane.
How far back would I have to scroll?
I don't know. Yeah. It's on there.
There was a movie where they had Tom Cruise running next to somebody and they created a trench for the other person to run next to him because he was so much taller than Cruise. So that true story.
Also, it says a lot about, you know, a lot about his height.
Do you know a lot about Tom Cruise?
You really looked into this.
Huh? I know way more about Tom Cruise than I should, quite honestly. So, all right, you got any birthdays today?
I do not.
Oh, wow. We've been light on the birthdays in this round, in this time of the year, so that's kind of nice.
But I do have a question if you would like to answer
one.
You
know what? I'd love to do that. Go for it.
This one is from Amson. And the question is, who's the smartest?
On the show?
Who says who's the smartest? I would assume on the show, yes.
Depends on what they're like smart about what, though.
I think together we are unstoppable.
I don't know about that.
Wonder triplets unite. And so we create one smart person.
Okay, then let's answer this question. Who's the stupidest on the show?
No, it's not. We also create.
I might would have gone with dumbest instead of stupidest because I don't even know that that's really the best use of that word. It might have just answered itself.
Wait a minute. You were asking me, how do you spell literally yesterday?
I wanted to make sure that I literally wasn't spelling it wrong. Yes, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't two T's in there. But I got it right. No, I think that everybody has their own giftings in this world. And Betty Rock has different smarticles than I have. And same with Gavin. And so I think that's what makes us a good show.
When it comes to Harry Potter, Wally and I would know nothing. And Gavin would know everything. Yeah. When it comes to Tom Cruise's height, we wouldn't know anything. But Wally,
I'm your guy.
If you want to know about cats, these two guys, they ain't gonna know nothing. But
not
me,
like Lady Rock.
I'll know it.
Yeah. So there you go. So those are the three things that we're really good at.
Now, when it comes to good food, we'll all three.
Yeah.
Know all about it.
We know how to eat.
It's sad. Cats, Tom Cruise, and Harry Potter. Like, those are our expertise. Nowhere is there molecular biology or anything that has any sort of redemptive value or productive value to this society.
All that to say, it does not matter when it comes to Wally because he will die on the hill with no facts whatsoever.
I just need a little bit of information.
The info doesn't even need to be true. It just needs to be general.
If I'm going to hang out with a bunch of guys, okay, like if I'm going to do like a thing where I know I'm going to hang out with a bunch of, I'm playing golf with a bunch of guys today, okay, from church. I'll probably go home and watch SportsCenter real quick and catch the highlights of something because I can ingest, I know enough about a lot of things that with just a little bit of information, I can infer and I can converse and sound like I know what I'm talking about, easily. Like, okay, for example, I watched a little bit of the Braves game the other night, and then I watched SportsCenter, and it
was this reason.
No, just because I was at my nephew's house and he watches it. And so, like, I was like, oh my gosh, the Braves having a pretty good year. Did you see them with the Phillies in that triple header? They had 12 innings, and it was amazing. It looked like they were going to, blow a 6-0 lead. But, I can sit there and kind of talk about stuff I've seen and enough to then, like, fill in gaps and be fine. And so I'll probably have to do that today for golf.
All right. Do you know who won the 2021 Masters recently?
It was It was a guy. I'd have to have somebody else tell me and say the name. But it was a young guy that they said. Or no, was he an old guy? Oh, he shouldn't have won it.
Uh-oh.
And he played out of his tree. And what was it? Okay, give me some information. I might need this.
All right, he's from Japan.
Okay.
His name is Hideki Matsuyama.
Okay.
You never would have gotten that.
I know.
No, you wouldn't. He's 29 like, years old.
Bill did pretty well.
29, wow. 29.
Okay, yeah.
So he's the first Japanese player to have ever won the Masters.
Okay, he's wearing a green jacket.
Wearing a green jacket.
Okay, that's what
even I know that.
No, you win a green jacket.
I know.
Okay, well, and Tiger Woods was half Asian, and like and African American.
Yeah.
He is. I know that.
Do you know what recently happened to Tiger Woods?
Yes, Tiger Woods recently broke his leg. I think.
Got in a massive car crash.
His own fault. It was a single car accident.
I think
accident.
He was speeding.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy far
we'll
over.
We'll go with that. And and so, yeah, I think he like broke his leg like really badly.
Yep, and he's just on the road to recovery right now.
Okay. All right, so
Hideki Matsuyama.
Okay, Matsuyama. I have to be like, oh my gosh, did you see the Masters this year? Then let them discuss. And
you
then
could
you
just
go,
say Hideki.
Yeah, man, Hideki crushed it. And at 29, see, that's what I do. I just add emphasis to things. At 29, winning the Masters, wow. Just wow. And then you kind of step back and then they talk about things and then somebody will mention like a golf club and then you'd be like, oh yeah, yeah. I got a Nike driver too. Like, wow.
It's better to be the conversation starter because you could just say that one
right.
fact that maybe it's the one fact you know
yeah.
and then let them trail off on the
I'm pretty happy. I looked at the pairings, and I'm with people I don't know from church, but they've got you divided into A, B, C, and D golfers, and I'm a
does
D golfer.
Does that indicate talent level?
I'm the worst. Yeah. I'm the worst in my group. Yay.
They really did do that?
They did, yeah. Hey. High school's not
but
over,
that's
apparently.
That's nice, though, because it's like, at least they're not putting like A-level expectations
on
you. Yeah,
exactly. They're not expecting a thing from me.
You could show up and
That's the thing about golf, like, because I told him I'm like I shoot in the mid 90s, okay. So I'm not a great golfer because I don't play enough. I play like twice a year.
Yeah.
If I played more, I would be a better golfer.
Yeah.
But so like it's like okay. So the good news is for me, it takes all the pressure off. Like, if I shank one in the woods, I'm like oh, I'm just a D golfer, you know, and I get an extra stroke on the thing too. Like so that can help the team. So if I actually play fairly well as a D golfer and I get an extra stroke, I might have just helped us.
But.
What?
Let's bring up last weekend when you went to
Top Golf,
and you just
no. That's the
face
problem.
Planted.
No, that's the problem. I was playing great golf.
Okay,
I was.
You know, I wonder if your wife Marty, because she won.
Yeah.
I wonder if she would make it to at least the B group.
No.
You'd be in the
no.
D
I'm
group.
Telling you, Top Golf, the game, the stupid game we were playing was rigged. I was hitting the ball 200 yards and straight.
Fake news.
But you needed to hit it shorter for the beginner level. That was the problem.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. You know how
I'm agreeing with you.
Mm. We should go to Top Golf and play.
I'm not a bad golfer.
I want to see how good Betty is at this.
I'm not good at it.
I've seen her at Top Golf. She did a number on the donuts. Like she was great at the donuts.
Those are so good. I go for the food.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
she was not, alone is worth the trip.
Not a good golfer, but great at donuts. That's Betty Rock. Her
thank
life.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I think we got to stop this nonsense. And as always, thanks for being a potty.